Could you just tell the students a little bit about your military background? Because I know, did you say 20 or 21 years in the military?
I joined the Marine Corps in 1969, right between my junior and senior year of high school. I left high school, wanted to get into the Marine Corps because Vietnam was going on, and I was afraid that the war would be over by the time I graduated from high school. So I joined the Marine Corps, and when I went down there, they asked, "What do you want to be?" the recruiter said, and I said infantry, because that's all I knew, infantry. But I ended up being tested and being placed in aviation. So I was trained to be a jet engine mechanic, a helicopter crew chief, and that's what I ended up doing for the Marine Corps, helicopter crew chief. Got out of the Marine Corps, went to college in Chicago for a couple of years, 3 years, where I majored in pastoral theology. I graduated from that program. It was only a 3-year program. And then I went back into the service, went to the Army at that time, because I wanted to fly helicopters. And unfortunately, I got medically disqualified and never ended up flying helicopters. They put me into maintenance because of my background. Fixed everything from artillery to tanks to trucks, anything that moved or crawled down the line. I was responsible for it. I actually supervised the soldiers that did that. I'd run what's called maintenance support teams or automotive platoons. So that's what I did in the Army. But all the time that I was in the Army, I was going to school at night. Every military installation has an education office. You go in there for counseling. So through my 16 years in the Army, going to school at night, I picked up my college degree in business administration from the University of Maryland. Ended up attending 13 different colleges because of all the movement around, but it worked. And so when I was retiring from the Army, going through the transition process, applied at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee for the graduate school at the same time I was retiring, and I got accepted there, and I started to work at the VA at the same time. So I majored in college, in my graduate school, in vocational rehabilitation counseling. I was initially employed at the VA as a psychology technician, but then I ended up becoming a vocational rehab counselor within a couple of years, once I got my graduate. I initially worked in the day treatment center at the VA. It was part of mental health. It was a center where veterans would go and spend their day. They would do things like manual arts therapy. For us, manual arts therapy was a wood shop. We had a wood shop. They did art therapy. They did music therapy. They did individual therapy, group therapy. We went on excursions. Wasn't uncommon to take them like the baseball games, picnics, quite a lot of fun things. Port Washington fishing trip. Horseback riding is becoming a new therapeutic modality. So that was my part in mental health, was working in a day treatment center. Then I moved into what was called Veterans Industries, or compensated work therapy. This was for veterans who had primarily diagnoses of drug abuse and alcohol abuse. They had poor work histories, so our job was then to work with them to improve their work histories. We'd place them out on jobs. We'd go out there and do case management with them, which meant individual counseling, group counseling, working with them in the work environment to make sure that they were a success. Many of them transitioned out of our program into full-time, what we call full-time competitive employment, which was always the goal, full-time competitive employment. After I worked there for, that was the majority of my career there at the VA, my 21 years of working as a vocational rehabilitation counselor. But then last couple years I transitioned into what was called a transition patient advocate, which I worked with the veterans coming back from these wars, what we called OEF and OIF veterans, Operation Enduring Freedom, and helping them connect to the VA medical center to address the needs that they had, and also to connect them with any type of issues that they needed resolving, whether it be the criminal court system, the Social Security Administration, the regional office, getting their benefits. Wherever they ran into barriers, our job was to break down those problems. And then last job I had was being the patient advocate over the hospital itself. And that was, again, assisting veterans and their families resolving issues related to the medical care.
The first thing you did was day treatment. So what was like one of the biggest challenges or biggest needs that you felt the veterans had that you were trying to work with for day treatment?
Probably the biggest need for that population was breaking them out of their isolation. For some reason, a lot of veterans have a tendency to isolate. It was breaking them out of their isolation, getting them to learn to socialize, getting them involved in groups, getting involved in recreational opportunity. Once veterans do that, their overall mental health starts to improve. Their self-esteem starts to improve. They become less of a burden on the medical system itself.
Okay. And then in the vets industries, I know you did talk about drug and alcohol challenges. Or was that the biggest challenge you felt?
Those were the largest challenges. We had others with more generalized mental health issues like anxiety and depression, maybe schizophrenia. But those folks, usually couldn't transition into competitive employment. We would employ them in maybe a sheltered workshop. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that term. That's where we would go out and contract with different businesses to do work inside the VA wall, whether it be assembly, a lot of assembly work, a lot of printing type work, things like that. Signage was a big part of what we did there. A couple of years ago, before they redid all these buildings there, the business I ran at the VA did all the signage. And those were all done by disabled veterans. And not only did we do the school districts, we worked with Badger State Industries. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Badger State Industries, but within the prison system here in Wisconsin, they have what's called Badger State Industries. They do signage. They do a lot of the road sign, but they did not have capability of doing Braille on their signs. So we worked up a partnership where we would do the Braille portion of their signs and sell it to them, and then they would do whatever to the sign and then sell it to their state customer. We had several employment positions out at Wisconsin Lutheran College. One of our veterans worked in the library out there, assisting in the library. We had several veterans out there working, doing housekeeping. And again, we did all the signage for Wisconsin Lutheran College.
Transition patient advocate, what would be like the biggest challenge you felt was in that with that job?
I think the biggest challenge in that job was overcoming the stereotypes that the VA had developed over the years. We used to like to say that we are not your father's VA. The VA for my generation, the Vietnam generation, it was a very negative experience. We did not get taken care of very well. It was a terrible experience. But thankfully, that generation learned that they could not do that to the next generation of veterans. So, did I answer that?
Yeah, that was good. So, in addition to a worker, you're also utilizing some of the benefits there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel really blessed. We retired from the VA and retired from the Army. When I was retiring from the Army, I met with somebody from the VA because it was part of my pre-discharge planning. They met with me, they interviewed me, they looked at my medical records, and they noted the number of injuries I had as a result of my military service. And so they referred me over to the regional office, that's what we nicknamed it, but the Veterans Benefits Administration, where I was compensated for those injuries and where I ended up going to the hospital to be treated and for my primary care. I get all my care at the VA. And it's a from head to toe type of experience. Yes.
So did you run like any therapy with them? Like you were in charge of like certain sections of it, but did you like do individual therapy?
I did both individual therapy and group therapy.
Which one did you find more benefit? Like does it just depend on the person or?
Depends on the needs of the person. Our group therapy was primarily focused on good employment practices. So we would maybe view a film, sit around, discuss that film, but it was about employment, you know, like good hygiene, having a positive mental attitude at work, things that make them a success on the job. So that was group therapy. Now, individual therapy, a lot of it was helping veterans overcome obstacles in the workplace, a lot of times interpersonal relationships, they weren't getting along with somebody, giving them ideas and coping the mechanisms how to get around, work with that, coordinate with Shep. He would do things like, he had a V8, what they called VA jam band, he had a choir going on, all sorts of music therapies. He would just bring people into a group, try to teach them different musical instruments, you know. So, yeah, there was a lot that Shep did. I mean, and we coordinated not only with music therapy, art therapy, manual arts therapy, occupational therapy. So it was a collaborative effort.